I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, my guests discuss the Athens Neighborhood Health Center, its mission, the history of the organization, and what it offers the community. All that and more next on Athens News Matters. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. I'm joined by my guest, Marcus Garner, CEO of the Athens Neighborhood Health Center, Dr. Stelina Gowdy, the Chief Medical Officer, and Jennifer Richardson, the Marketing Director. So thank you so much for joining me. There's so much going on.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, I really appreciate your being here. And there's so much going on with the Athens Neighborhood Health Center right now. But I want to ask you a little bit about how each of you ended up here. And I'll start with you, the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Garner.
Well, thank you.
You can tell me a little bit about how you ended up here.
I sure will. Well, I started out with the Georgia Primary Care Association. I was at the Mississippi Primary Care Association for 8 years and then moved here and was here for about 11 years. The Georgia Primary Care Association is basically a state agency that's made up of all the community health centers throughout Georgia. We have 34 of them. And I guess around this time last year, I found out that it was a possibility of a vacancy here with CEO position at Athens Neighborhood Health Center. And being in a statewide association, I always thought that I would just transition, you know, just stay in that particular position at the state level. But maybe about a couple of years ago, I was more of I guess I was more interested in providing services on a local base, a community base. And that's when this position came open. I just thought it was a good opportunity for me to pursue. And I'm very humble and very honored to be in this position because nationally there's only about 1,400 out of the nation of community health centers, and being one of the CEO is really a privilege to do so. And I know it's a lot of responsibility to come with that, but I look forward to working here and becoming more familiar with the community. I know regardless of what community you're in, healthcare is one of the top items there in the community. And I think we can really provide some quality and comprehensive and preventative healthcare services throughout this area.
And you've been here about how long right
Six
now?
6 months.
6 months. Okay. So getting to know the Athens area, I know it's still new, and people in Athens consider you new for a little while. Mm-hmm. So how are you liking Athens?
Oh, I love Athens. Being part of the state association, I did have some opportunities to come here to do some state visits and provide some technical assistance. But as far as the just understanding as far as what communities need, as far as the medical needs and primary care needs, that's what I just had to understand. And as far as you know, what Jennifer and I and Dr. Gowdy and I talked about, as far as just being familiar with the area as well as the people, the stakeholders here in the community, and the patient needs.
Right, right. Because I guess each community is unique.
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, you have various community health centers that may serve 3,000 patients. You have some that serve 33,000 patients. But all of us have the same mission, providing comprehensive preventative health care, excellent health care.
And we're going to move on to Dr. Stelina Gowdy and tell me a little bit about where you came here from.
Thank you very much for having us. I actually came from Albany, Georgia. I did my residency there at Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital. And then I actually decided to join a community health center down there. So I truly enjoy providing excellent patient care, and I was involved with improving care and implementing new processes and trying to move the organization forward. So I did a lot of involvement in the administration while I was at the community health center there. It was a bigger community health center. It had 13 sites. And then we got the opportunity to move up to Athens. We're looking for something a little bit closer to Atlanta, but we did not want to be in Atlanta. So
understandable.
Yes. So I figured Athens was definitely a great alternative to have easy access. We heard about the opportunity as a CMO with the organization, which I felt was a great opportunity, a great location. My kids are young, so we're looking for a great area to start off as far as elementary school and being able to stay in one area. So we definitely felt like Athens was perfect for that. So
it seems like Athens is a good fit for you.
Definitely, yes. Right.
And we're going to move on now to Ms. Jennifer Richardson, who is the marketing director. And tell us a little bit about how you ended up here. I know that you've been here for a little while. Like me, we're a little bit more veteran than veteran Athens residents. But tell me a little bit about how you ended up at the health center.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been with the health center for 23 years now, so I've been here for quite a while. Actually, I was working for a congressman before coming here, and somebody, you know, told me about Athens Neighborhood Health Center, and so I applied and became a part of it. My background was consumer economics and housing, but I had a lot of experience with federal agencies as a provider with the congressman and helping people in the community. So this kind of fell in line. I started out as a health educator and moved on to other avenues, and now with being marketing director and outreach and doing some quality and risk management, it has all evolved. And the Neighborhood Health Center has, I've seen it grow. I've seen the lives that have been changed by the center. So it's just good to be here.
And tell me a little bit about what makes this different than, say, going to an urgent care center or a regular medical office.
The main thing, as far as we provide quality health care services, regardless of your ability to pay, whether you have uninsured or not insured or underinsured, third party, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, you name it, we're going to provide you excellent services, regardless of your socioeconomic status. And I think you have that in a lot of urgent care or private practices. They have a certain stipulation when it comes to that, as far as payment and things of that nature. But at a community health center, that would not happen.
Right.
Yeah, definitely, yes. As Marcus mentioned, being able to provide care to all patients, regardless of your ability to pay, and also being able to provide high-quality care is something that we definitely focus on. There are some measures that we make sure that we try to maintain so that our patients are definitely still getting excellent care regardless of whether they can pay or not.
And you have patients all around the spectrum, though. There are people who have insurance and can relatively easily afford their health care, in addition to people who may struggle financially.
That's correct. And even as was brought up with our pharmacy, sometimes patients can't afford to get care but have difficulty in affording the medications. So being able to have the pharmacy available and being able to get the medications at a lower cost definitely is one of the things that we can provide as a community health center.
And Jennifer, I know you had something to add to
Yes, that. One of the biggest differences that I see between urgent care and Athens Neighborhood Health Center is primary care home, primary care centered home. You go to an urgent care, you can see a different provider every time, but you have your doctor, your provider when you come to Athens Neighborhood Health Center. It's not like you're seeing a different person, and they can get to know you and know all about you as far as healthcare is concerned.
That seems like a real benefit that you can have your same doctor who knows your history and you don't have to start from scratch every time.
Absolutely.
Right.
I totally agree with that. But and right now we try to work on to expand services, as Jennifer alluded to earlier, such as dental, but you have certain community health centers that have medical, dental, behavioral health, and other partners that, like you said, yeah, this is your home, your patient-centered medical home. So we like to for them, the patient, to receive all their medical efforts or medical needs here at that at one location.
Can it's make called life. The one-stop shop.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. One-stop shop makes life a lot easier.
Yes.
Absolutely. And what does it mean that you're a federally qualified health center?
Federal qualified health center. You probably heard two names, federal qualified health center and community health center. And the federal qualified health center, that's just an indication of the reimbursement that we receive from Medicaid and Medicare. And that's really defined us from another, because you have seen some other healthcare facilities that say, you know, ABC Community Health Center.
Right.
But they're not a federally qualified health center. And that's due to the reimbursement rate that they are not receiving versus what we're receiving.
So you can see everyone with all kinds of insurance.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
And what are some of the services that the health center provides? Our Athens Neighborhood Health Center, we want everybody to know which health center we're referring to.
Oh, we have pediatrics, and then we have also adult care and also women's health services that we are able to provide. We do have our pediatricians that are available and all the way up to the older population, being able to manage chronic care. So we definitely have that continuity of care that we're able to provide to all of our patients. And same day appointments. And of course, for those patients who are sick at the last minute, you need to be seen. We do a lot. We do have those available slots so that you can come into your primary care doctor's office as opposed to going to the hospital, emergency room, or urgent care setting.
What a relief that is to be able to go to your doctor.
Yes.
And be seen. And are you accepting new patients? Can new patients still come to the health center?
Definitely seeing new patients, accepting new patients.
Right. You know, that's sometimes that's a struggle.
Yeah. We're always accepting new patients. Our doors are open.
That's all right.
About how many people does the health center treat a year, or on average? I'm sure it fluctuates some.
It's funny that you asked that. Where some of the staff members are just finishing up a report. We had to submit a federal report each year. And our numbers for last year was 7,200. And they're still counting. But the year before that was 6,900. So we're growing.
But well, with that, you have to realize that on average, patients come about three times at least a year. So you're talking about 21,000 encounters.
Right.
With that great number of patients.
That's correct. Good.
I thought... seeing 77,000 people is pretty good, but yes, and then there are multiple visits, so that's a lot of people and a lot of visits that you see.
Yes.
So that's really something great for everyone who would like to come. Is there something that you would like people to know about who can receive care there? Are there people who, for some reason, might not be able to come, or you guys are just open to everyone?
Everyone. Yes.
So anyone can receive assistance.
That's right.
Right. And there are the pay scale. Is it a sliding pay scale or something along those lines?
Yes. Basically, what we do for our patients who currently do not have insurance, there is a set fee, which is usually $45. And then, of course, for those patients with insurance, it would be depending on their copays.
Right. Well, it's good to have insurance if you do. But there's a place to go if you do not have insurance. And I think that's really important for people to know, because a lot of people just put off health care.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to go if you do have insurance.
Right.
We have the best providers against anybody.
Yeah. Everyone's board certified.
Now, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because, this is not just geared to people who don't have insurance. As we said before, everyone is welcome, but... there are people who have quite good insurance, and they choose to come to the neighborhood
health
center.
Absolutely, because we're the best. We have great providers. We provide great service, and we have a great pharmacy where they can get their medications at a reduced cost. So
there's a reason.
There's
lots
a reason.
Of reasons to come. Right. And for people who may be tuning in mid-show, I just want everyone to know again that I'm joined by guests from the Athens Neighborhood Health Center, and we have the CEO, Marcus Garner. We have the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Stelina Gowdy, and we have Jennifer Richardson, who is the Marketing Director. So those are the voices that everyone is hearing right now. And I want to ask you, is there something that people might be surprised to know about the health center? people might not realize, one, that if you have insurance, you're welcome. But are there some other things that people might be surprised to know you provide?
Well, from a, I'd say from a management or admin perspective or a federal perspective, I think a lot of our patients, as well as other people looking at Athens Medical Health Center, we have a lot of, like Dr. Gowdy said earlier, a lot of measures and standards that we have to meet on a federal guidelines. There's like 21 different measures that we have to make sure we achieve in order to become a community health center. So it's not like that, you know, the federal government is providing resources and that's it. You have a lot of measures and standards in order to meet those, to justify those dollars that comes in a particular community. And that's another key too. This community health center is made of the community. Our board is basically a mirror of our patient population. And our board members, 51% of our board members have to be patients of our community health center. So they just, when you say a federal qualified health center or a community health center, I mean, that's the standards. It's of the community.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that was it. No, go ahead.
So people who are actually receiving care there have a say in, they have a presence.
Yes.
On the board, which is, that's important.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
That gives you a really great perspective that sometimes you might not get.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Right.
At other
yes.
facilities.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what are some of your plans? I know that you are relatively new as CEO and you come from a larger institution, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. what would you like to see happen here in Athens?
We have two sites now, and one of my visions is when I presented to the board, as well as being here for 6 months in assessment, I like to expand. I like how many sites, I don't know right now, but I know Athens in the Clark County area could really could sustain if we have one site or two sites, as well as services. I like to introduce dental services. Right now we're doing on a referral basis, but I like to have dental under our umbrella. And then also just to increase our collaboration and partnerships with other healthcare entities and facilities and centers and organizations here in Athens.
What would that look like, increasing the partnership?
Well, just one would be the school district. Right now we have a partnership with the school district as far as providing telehealth services to the school. This is very new. We just started at the end of December.
That's right.
Pretty fancy.
Yeah, yes, yes. And so that's a partnership. Before I came on board, it was already established, but what I like to do is strengthen it and enhance it. This time we have telehealth services. Next time we come back, we have another project that we could talk about.
That sounds
that's
good.
One example.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know there are other places that want to help people who maybe don't have health insurance or who don't have a lot of discretionary income, but is there any sort of working together? I imagine you don't want anybody missed.
Exactly. And that's come from going back to being made up with the community, find out who the partners and who have similar missions. That really helps when you have existing partners and then you find out new partners or entities that has the same mission as you, that is providing, you know, quality health care here in the community. Whether it's working with a totally different behavior health agency, we don't have behavioral health services, but we can make the referral to the particular behavior health agency. And it just, when we have the same mission, providing primary care services, whether it's school or private or public entities or foundations, That's the main thing. Just all us coming together, stakeholders coming together and find out what would be best for the residents of Athens.
You're nodding over there, Dr.
Yes.
Dowdy.
Another example of that is working with the health department. For some of our women, it's very important to get that mammogram. And unfortunately, some of them can't afford to be able to just go to the hospital and get that mammogram done. But of course, very important to get that done. So we work with the health department as a collaborative our program where we're able to provide that mammogram for free, but we do work with them to be able to get that done. So Yes, definitely working with different agencies in the area so we can provide excellent patient care.
And you, like Marcus, came from an area that had a larger system. I imagine you would like to see expansion in Athens as well.
That's right, yes. Definitely being able to provide different options as far as patient care, but keeping it in that one community health center is definitely great to be able to do that so that patients don't have to go to different specialists and keeping it basically at home.
Right. So there's a vision and room for mm-hmm. growth.
Yes.
So much is being done right now, but that is still room for improvement, and you're working on it.
That's correct. Right. That's correct.
Don't want to stay stagnant.
No.
And of course, with Jennifer, with the care that patients are already receiving, I know this will only enhance what they can get.
Absolutely. You know, with barriers to health care, we just want to make sure that we have an open door and that we aren't presenting any barriers so that patients can come in. And when they're sick, when they're coming in for follow-up, we want to make sure that they're able to do that. And so there are so many barriers, and we just want to make sure that we can keep them in the fold and get them through the system easily. And that one-stop shop is key to it. And I'm sure with Marcus's vision that we're going to get there soon and make sure that patients can come and get everything they need to get done at Athens Neighborhood Health Center. And without putting up any barriers of having to pay another fee or can't get there because of transportation, but to be able to get to one place and have it all. Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about the sort of support you have here, because I've been to the Neighborhood Health Center, and there have been, you know, everyone from a congressman from Washington, D.C. to the then mayor at the time and commissioners there. Do you seem to have a lot of support from the community?
We do. You know, we're part of an umbrella Georgia Primary Care Association where we get a lot of assistance with our legislators, and we all try to pull our resources together to make sure that we are all saying the same thing to our representatives so that everybody knows. And we're fortunate to have some good representation from this area and some people who know what we're trying to do, and they are for it. And so, you know, I think as a whole, if you look at Congress now, healthcare centers are in the forefront, and they are very supportive of healthcare centers. So we hope that that stays. You know, it continues to be one of their top issues on the table, because a lot of things that were being done by other entities, they feel that with the community health centers, it can be done more efficiently and more effectively.
And I do want to ask about that. You know, when there's a change at the helm nationally, that could impact that our neighborhood health centers, but it seems as if they still get support. It's sort of, it's bipartisan.
Yes, it is. They have a strong bipartisan. So, I mean, ever since, what is it, 1965 has been that way. I think that's the reason why the community health centers have been around for so long, due to the strong bipartisanship. Regardless of, you know, what type of economic, you know, look like downfall we have, we still have that support from them. There's still resources that's coming in for community health centers. And we hope that they continue that as well as we go along. Regardless of who is in office, it's, they have shown strong support to us.
That's a testament to what mm-hmm. the importance mm-hmm. of what you're providing, for sure.
Right.
And I want to ask each of you this. I'll start with you, Dr. Gowdy. Why do you do what you do here at the health center? You know, you have opportunities to work at other types of facilities, but you chose to come to the Athens Neighborhood Health Center. Why do you do this?
Well, I have to say that the reason why I decided to become a doctor was not for financial reasons. It was more about being able to give excellent patient care to everyone. And unfortunately, with some of our patients in this situation that they're in, the fact that they can't afford to get health insurance, that does not mean that they don't need health care. So to be able to be a provider to everyone is very important to me. So I do feel that I'm able to do that as at a community health center.
And Jennifer, let me ask you that as well.
I enjoy helping people. So I get a joy out of someone who comes in and they can say that I've been to other providers and they didn't find this, but the provider at the Neighborhood Health Center found out that I had this. You know, other people wouldn't listen to me, but they can come to Athens Neighborhood Health Center and get their friendly face when they first enter, and people who will listen to what they have to say. And, you know, just to be out in the community, I like being able to meet people and make sure that they know who we are and get them in the system, and to see them on the street and to say, hey, yeah, she's at Athens Neighborhood Health Center. And I know when we do health fairs, we get a lot of that at health fairs. Oh, I love the Athens Neighborhood Health Center. I love hearing that. So it means that we're doing something good for the community.
And then I want to ask you also, Marcus, why do you do what you do?
And you know, this may be cliche, but it's really, I know we are making a difference. I've been doing this on the other side for 20 years, like I said, on a state level, and provided a lot of technical assistance, and had contacts with a lot of patients as well as administrators that have been doing this. And I remember when back in Mississippi, when I first started a job, and I was sitting there in the lobby waiting on to see a CEO. And one of the young ladies, you know, she was asking me, well, what do you do? Why are you here? And I told her, and she said, well, whatever you're doing, please continue, because it's really helping us out. Because she went and told about her whole family receiving care there. So, you know, and that's something that's really stuck with me. And it's one of those jobs that, you know, you enjoy doing regardless of the compensation, because you know you actually are helping someone there in the community. Because if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for, you know, the community health centers in the area, a lot of people will have very, you know, difficulty in receiving health care. So I think having access to all those services, regardless of what socioeconomic, you know, you can receive the best care, regardless of your level, income level, and that's what the reason why I enjoy doing it.
And we are running very low on time, but I want to ask you, Jennifer, if you could quickly give us a success story of someone that, you know, a life has been affected.
A success story would be a young lady who came in to see a provider at the Neighborhood Health Center. And the provider ended up sending her to a specialist, had ran some tests, and found out that she had cancer. She had been going to several providers, and nobody had figured it out because they weren't listening to her. So I would consider that a success story.
Major success story.
Right. But also, I think that we do a youth leadership academy through Athens Neighborhood Health Center. I think that to have some of the students who have gone through the program, and now we look at some of the people who work for us, who went through that program, who now work for us, who went off to college and came back and got a job at Athens Neighborhood Health Center because they believed in the mission of Athens Neighborhood Health Center.
Well, that's a great place for us to end, Jennifer, and I want to thank you all for being here. CEO Marcus Garner, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Stelina Gowdy, and Marketing Director Jennifer Richardson with the Athens Neighborhood Health Center. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. This show does not reflect the views of the station. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.